So when I was 19, I was dropping out of art school in Adelaide, Australia, where I grew up. My friend and I thought we'd like to do something more exotic and exciting. So we came to Nelson, New Zealand, to pick apples. I'm still here. We hadn't been here long, and we found the most exciting place in Nelson, Shezulco. And on a Saturday, in fact, it was the only place open in Nelson, New Zealand, on a Saturday. An American hippie came over and chatted us up. Pretty cool. And 3 years later, me and the hippie had a 2.5-year-old daughter. No, that's impossible. We had a 1.5-year-old daughter. And we went back to Australia to meet the family. My family pretty conservative, from the sort of conservative corner of Adelaide. My siblings are all very conservative. My parents, they were somewhat open-minded, and they were kind of a bit bemused by their youngest daughter dropping out of art school, which they would have called going to art school was dropping out, so she was now a dropout. Not only that, they dropped out and joined a hippie commune in New Zealand, and at least when I picked apples, I earned money. But anyway, there we were back in Adelaide visiting my family, and my parents thought, we'll go camping. We'll take them camping. So I don't know if any of you have been to Kangaroo Island. It's, you go south of Adelaide, right down the bottom of the peninsula, get on a ferry boat, and you go over to Kangaroo Island. It's quite a big island. There's some big farms on there. There's a little town. And one end of the island is a nature reserve. And my parents had this camper van. It was like a combi van with a lid like that. You know, it was the state of the art at the time. And a canvas tent that we could put up and sleep in. In this reserve, anywhere you stop, within minutes, there's like at least 6 kangaroos come out around the van, if not a dozen. And they want something. They want a treat. And they stand there, you know, waiting like kangaroos do. And you can't push them out of a way. I don't know if anyone's ever tried to push a kangaroo out of the way. Not good. The worst is they'll lean on their tail and with their back legs and slit you open. So you don't push them. We soon discovered that if you hand them a piece of cardboard, this amazing thing happens. They've got this etiquette. They take a nibble and then they hand the cardboard on to the next one. And they all stand patiently waiting for the cardboard to come to them. It was quite amazing, but it gives you just enough time to gather up food, quick dash off. They had these pens at the campgrounds that with a wooden fence, paling fence quite high, and you race in there, shut the gate quickly, and there's a couple of picnic tables, and you sit down there to eat, and pretty soon you are surrounded by kangaroos and emus watching you eat. And then you throw something over there, that fence, and dash back to your van over that way with the baby clutched in your arms. And so anyway, one drizzly night we set up camp and we put up our tent and we're sitting around a campfire. My mum's got a stick with baby clothes on, drying them over the fire. And that's a duck. I'm halfway, at least. My hippie, we're still together, 43 years or something, it's a miracle. He sits there and he pulls out of his pocket some pot and starts rolling a joint. My dad looks over, he says, "What's that? Is that marijuana?" And dude says, yeah, it's marijuana. My dad says, "You're going to smoke that?" And he says, "Yeah." "Oh, I wouldn't mind trying that." I'm like, what the hell? My mum's going, Bruce, Bruce, you can't. Oh. So my dad says, well, what do I do? And dude says, you suck it up. She gave me the line. So my dad smokes a bit. He's been a smoker. He draws it down. He's they finish this joint. He's like, I don't feel anything. And so what does dude do? Rolls another one. Like, I'm shocked. And my dad really sucks this one up. He just... And I'm like, oh, my God. And anyway, we're sitting around this campfire. My mum's holding her stick, you know, and I'm, like, looking at my dad wondering. And then I notice my dad's just, like, at the fire. And I'm like, oh, my God, my dad's completely hammered. You know, he's off his head, you know, and he's just staring at the fire like this. And just while he's staring at the fire, this little thing comes walking along here and sits at his feet. It's a possum. My dad's like, was it the possum? And then hop, 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 out come a couple of kangaroos, and they're just sort of sitting like this by the fire. And then someone's tapping my dad's shoulder, and he's like this at the fire, and then tap, tap, tap. And he looks around, and there's a kangaroo just standing there, tapping him. So my dad sort of looks at this kangaroo, and he goes, ah, like this, and Pat. Mum's like, Bruce, Bruce, what? I don't feel so good, Pat. I'm like, dude, what have you done to my father? And anyway, they get up, and they have to take him. Well, I get up and dude gets up. We have to take dad either side, stagger him off to the camper van, and he literally fell back in his bed. Splat. We took his shoes off and that was it. He never woke up till the morning. My mum was worried all night he was going to have a heart attack. And anyway, in the morning he said, I'm never trying that stuff again. He was heavy petted by a kangaroo.